The Hamburg City Council meeting to order. Rise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Good evening, all. Comment. I think there was really nobody that came out. We'll go to the agenda review if there's any items to be added.
Mayor and Council, just a few things. Updated claims list and delinquency report. And then also, I will discuss that under Justin Black, item number 6, proposed schedule for street improvement project for 2015. And also, add to the consent agenda two applications for on-sale liquor license for Hamburg Lions Club for March 21st and March 27th.
Two of them?
Correct.
Hamburg Lions.
Yep.
Anything else for the agenda?
Move to approve the agenda. Amended.
Second.
Motion made and seconded to approve the agenda with the additions as stated. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Move on to the consent agenda.
Move to approve the consent agenda.
Second.
Put the added items. Motion made and seconded to approve the consent agenda. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Move on to the fire department report. Mr. Buckentine. Talk loud. There's no mic there.
Me?
Oh. Really loud.
Well, good evening.
Good evening.
I guess the first floor are pretty... Oh, I don't know if we're there, but yeah. Dance is March 21st. Tickets just went out last night for firemen, so all firemen have them. And should be coming to your doors in the next month. Easter egg hunt, March 29th, and I got the park and the hall reserved, depending on the weather for the day. We're going to try a pork chop dinner and open house, the April 19th up here. You guys want to try something a little different? That's what they came up with.
What time does that start?
I think they were doing 10 to 2 they're looking at. Try to do after church. Set stone yet. And we've tried open houses in the past, and a free hot dog one shows up. First time they ever knew we get them there once they're here, then we can show them that. In for two grants last month. One was for rope rescue gear to add to what we have already. Another one we put in for an anhydrous ammonia monitor. Fire board meeting update. Again, that was February 5th. Mayor Maltz and Holmes and Trevish were there, along with representatives from Washington Lake and other townships. Really,
what
the
bus
came out of that,
really. Just kind of a review.
Yeah, more review. How do we begin coming through next? So, I guess one question I had was something the council should be studying the rates instead of the fire department more so. And you guys, you have the authority on it.
Which we can do. I mean, it's been that way for years.
Right. We're thinking about it, and I mean, we really don't have the authority to. We talked about it before the meeting. It really wouldn't be much different other than coming from the council instead of coming from the fire department. It's just talking with Norwood, that's how they did. They had one change. They went to a 2-year contract. Now we're basically 1-year contract.
But they'll all catch up.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't see no...
I guess The only thing is we'd be a little ahead for 1 year.
$5.
Yeah. We'd be $5 up 1 year, the next year would be the same. $5 up would be the same. Yeah. I guess that wasn't the issue. My issue was just more if we should have the council be setting the prices instead of.
Well, we can. I don't know if we have. Does that have to be a resolution or anything? I mean, because we could do that with our rates, our fee schedule when that comes.
That or. Yeah, we could do it into the fee schedule or by resolution. In the past, we've done it by resolution.
Yeah, so.
Speaking of resolution, we requested how many patrons, so the work of both townships to get us that number of how many we cover in each.
Yeah.
I think Washington Lake was pretty good. We were talking with them last month, and tonight we go next door, talk with YA to get us.
Were they going to kind of check on that since?
We gave them the list, and we got the same list, so we both know what the number is. It's just. Want to make sure we're all on the same understanding.
Yeah. Well, the reason he brought it up, I hope you sort of get it straightened out, so we're both the same. You know.
Yeah, and it was brought up with NYA was more, and same with us, they were being charged for more than what we had. So they just want to get it straightened out.
Right,
well.
Yep.
We didn't see any issues there. Out of the agreements they brought up last month, we got NYA's was done. We work with the League of Cities, and since it's kind of complicated, us and NYA have a mutual out of way. Us and Green Isle isn't mutual, so we got rid of two completely different formats. But NYA had theirs to look at. They got it. The chief number got back to me today, said it looks good, so we'll get it written up and get it to both councils so you guys can look at it. So hopefully within a month. It's really not going to change anything other than it's just putting it on paper what we're going
to
do.
Well, they would have had to do it for us, too.
And that's what I said. And what I told Steve was they've done so much for us this year, so at least let me do this once for you. So we've got a mutual one written out, so
okay.
It's going to go both ways.
Green Isle will have to write one up for us, too, then, right?
Well, we'll write one up for them. And I sent them theirs, but their chief was on vacation last week, so
oh.
He just got back, so we haven't been able to get a hold of each other. But it'll be the same thing. We'll have to figure out for both of them to get on give it to both councils, and then you guys will have to decide what you're going to do with it. Actually, we had a call the other night where Green Isle was on it. It's the first time it actually happened with them in Washington State Council. So nice to know the system's working.
It worked out.
Any questions on that? We moved to the J5 and trailer. We've had that for almost 6 years now. Just never getting used. I think we all agree we're out of space back there. Fire department brought up last meeting. They decided to sell it. We get something for it.
Do we have to contact the DNR?
That one we bought.
Yeah, but I think there was still, I'd still check with them. Not that we sell it, and then, whoops, something goes. It's always good to have the blessing, I think, rather than.
Call.
Just to make sure, I think. Well, I mean, if you can get a hold of the guy, it shouldn't be.
Well, maybe it's just sitting there, ain't hurt nothing. There's no reason to make it a fast process.
No.
It's just we're not using it. The way DNR's been telling us, why are we going after gas fires? We've got enough equipment they're saying. Put back in your equipment, put back in your personnel, set up your engine, set up your water, let it come to the mountain. There's no point. Just get people hurt on the grass.
Yeah. Did you have a method how you want to sell it?
We talked to Jeremy, said it's probably going to be a sealed bid.
Bid or in the paper and stating that?
Put it on the lead, roll water, wherever we can post it, we'll advertise it, and then do it as a sealed bid, set a date. set a time in that.
He said he was doing that fireman's paper, I think.
Yeah, I think he did.
I think there's a place in there for ants. That's maybe a good idea.
How much money have you got invested in?
Total of the trailer is $5,100 and $1,500 for the J5. And we had some paint and some maintenance in the red one.
You can't really get that.
Paint is faded. The trailer is gotten.
Just a kind of a figure of ballpark where you're going with it.
We put all brand new, it was about $7,000.
Yeah.
We put that on hold. For the fire hall maintenance issues, we had a couple of issues people brought to our attention. One was a service call we brought up last year. We just did another over it. We talked to her how to do it, or it was twice in the last 2 weeks the lock's been froze up in that door just with the water dripping down, a little bit of wind in there. There's a sheet of ice there all the time in case someone could get hurt, go to the call, can't get in the door.
That's one of them.
The southeast.
Somebody's just the door.
Yeah. We turn them up. Yeah, get bids and we can do it or something else.
Yeah, I suppose we can make it.
Cost that much better.
Call
the gutter up.
Triple A or double A. Gutter.
You're talking, we dump it off into the lot. There's still going to be an ice spot somewhere, but at least it's not right in the door.
I got a gutter. I mean, if you're going to have somebody look at it, or what? You're going to put it up, or you need some help, or Greg maybe, or.
I'm going to put up a big lot of help.
Oh.
Water's got to run one way.
I guess that's what I'm asking. Is it done, or I got to do it, or I got to fire department do it, or
is it liability of the city? Get somebody in.
And I think you need a commercial type grade gutter up there. Otherwise, still going to have some ice damming or what, but put the gutter up there is going to be down.
On this door on the southwest. That one never part of the hangouts.
Very just call.
Best run on the whole side and dump it on the grass over there. We got rock over there, we dump the red water, the rocks over there, wash it, and dump it on.
Well, you can have ice patches where people park.
And we got rock around the whole end of the building, put it down smart on that side.
Just fine.
We can get an estimate for the, do the whole side once.
After on the whole side, we might have to get two. So we keep them honest.
Yep.
And with that, a couple had asked if we get a light switch in that same door when you first come in, just from the far east, little lights. There's a nighttime calls. Most of us come in that door, and it's pretty dark. You got the emergency lights, but they're saying once you get back in there, you can't see them and you get your ear up.
So what, to run that east bank?
Yeah,
lights?
Just that east bank. So I don't know if they can tap into the switch over here or run one over just for one switch, just for that east bank.
Quite sure.
Kind of what we were looking at. They said the rest of it ain't an issue. The emergency lights are enough to see you get in the truck.
Just would have to do a three-way switch.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Run over.
Yeah, that's kind of what we talked about. We can just get that by that door.
Call the ops. Conduit wire and switch in the box.
Yeah.
Is that all I had? You guys have questions for me?
No, I don't. Council?
Thank you all.
Other than that, thanks.
Have a good night. Here you can talk tomorrow.
Well, we'll see. All right, we'll move on to the SEH. Was he coming?
With the weather, Justin called me and said he'll be coming to the next meeting. So I kind of had a phone. little discussion with him. He also sent me an email. We talked about kind of the next steps. If you look there, there's kind of a tentative schedule. But basically, what we're kind of looking tonight is authorized to get soil borings done on Sophia and Jacob Street. Basically, he called and talked to Brown Intertech, who basically does that. That's what we've used in the past. He said roughly it'd be about six borings, three borings for each street, about 5 feet for $3,500. So kind of what Justin would like to do is have them soil borings done, get that completed, get that analyzed, come take a look at the streets, and determine which street we should do first, Jacob or Sophia, make that determination at the next meeting. And then at that meeting, we'd authorize, you know, specs and plans, and then get the advertising going, and hopefully to get it bid in May. And like Justin said, you probably want to get it out and bid before June or July. This is typically then contractors get a little bit full, prices tend to go up. He says you can always bid it, and if he feels it's too high, you can sit on it, rebid it again late fall, he was thinking, or even winter, and then do the project right away the next spring. You know, as long as the streets, you know, are satisfactory, he feels they'd be satisfactory that time. So there are options. But the ideal situation would be to tonight approve soil borings, get that done, come to the next meeting with the results.
No, have and that put in?
He's hoping, yes, to have that done. And then also to have, you know, a physical look at the streets to see if Jacob is in more need or Sophia. So this is just a tentative timeline. Gives you an idea.
So basically, we'd need a motion for the start of soil borings. Council, we've talked about this. Might as well get the ball rolling.
Second.
Motion made and seconded to authorize the soil borings for Jacob and Sophia. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. So then right. Justin will get a hold of...
Yep, I will call him tomorrow. He'll get that lined up, and he'll be at the March 10th meeting.
Hope we'll have more snow then. All right. Anything else on it up?
No, the only other thing is just city assessment policy. I did get a couple examples of some surrounding areas. I'm still working on getting a couple other samples from some of the other neighboring areas, too. So
okay.
I'll get them, and I'll have them for next meeting, too.
We'll move on. Old city business. Time clock.
The only thing I got on the time clock, but no questions was brought up, is do you want employees to punch in and out on the weekend route?
I think that's just a set figure that you get for $50 each day, right? Greg gets whatever he gets.
Minimum 2 hours.
I think that's just a standard that just weekenders, one guy is going to boop. I don't think that's...
I guess it's not necessarily a bad idea to have them do it only for work comp type
insurance
problems.
Maybe.
You know, if you get injured on the job, then you know that they're actually... on the job, and there's actual proof in writing that they were actually on the clock.
That was kind of what the thing was for anyhow. For the coverage. Counselor? Council, what's the thought?
How much is it, time clock?
$200, that one was.
I don't know, I think Greg is right. I think by the time he gets done, $200 would be cheap. The one way.
Not a lot of running around, I guess.
Yeah. I think it's a good idea to have one down there anyway.
Also, thoughts? We've got plenty of time, Pirates.
I'm going to make a motion that we get a time clock for down at the shop for Greg. And I think in the long run, it's going to save time and money in the long way. So.
Motion has been made. Is there a second?
Second.
Motion made and seconded to purchase an additional time clock for down at the city shop. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
But also understanding, so we're on the same page, punch in a weekend.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, you're going down there anyhow, then, don't you?
Yep.
Things happen.
Great. You're big enough. You get a full schedule.
Yeah. Well, I suppose I can purchase another one. Might be.
It's probably the same one. Then.
Probably the same kind, yeah. That
works. Would be great. Works good.
Might be a week or so.
Yeah.
Is it at Costco?
Or
Sam's?
Or Sam's, because Costco's are
too much.
That's all right. Anything else for the old city business? We'll move on. Public Works, Mr. Schultz.
All repairs. There is another light in the back of the hall. LED. There's a little
photo eye
on it. It's also running the switch. So. What I've been doing is there were complaints in the past about wasting electricity by having a light on the back. So I knew when there's an event, I just turn it on. That light comes on at night, and then the next day, whatever I throw, I shut it off. It's nice and bright. There's about 20 LEDs on there, so that's not the whole lab, which is good.
Okay.
The light on the back of the fire station here, the photo light, was replaced on that too. And I also had the wiring done for a heater under the water tower. There was a 220 heater in there. Got rusted out and burned off. We switched it over to a 110 now. Outlet. Just now it in there. Snow blower is in. Probably pick that up tomorrow. Or Thursday. Got one on this. Sprayer. We'll probably be over later on this week. With the new equipment, I would like to get rid of that jetter down there. If it's okay with you guys, because it's been used one time in 10 years that we've owned it. they added it to the fuel pump workshop. Fuel lines were routed out. I went through the carb on it, drained all the little gas, put the new battery in it, and a new switch for the beacon light on there. Operation anyway. We're in the process of this is our third year for getting into the jet anyway. The town here, and they actually all look pretty good. They're not really pulling a lot of stuff out of the jet anyway. So it just picks up a lot of room down there.
Can we put that with the lead on it?
Well, we want to do it as a package deal with J5. J5 is the jet.
We might not sell the J5.
Unless you guys feel a need for it, but like I said, it, I guess it's been a long time since we've been in there.
No, I'm totally in favor of seeing it go down the road.
The longer it sits, you know, the seals and everything else are going to end up going on. And, like I said, it runs really good now. Not oxygenated gas and oil change and everything in there. And, like I said, I think now would be the time to try and get it really good for it. So, I've been talking to Kurt, that's 1985. People really are banging down doors to get at something like that. People now are looking for like these big jumper trucks and back trucks.
Well, it could fall in maybe a smaller community.
Yeah, he said he figured we'd be lucky if we could pull 2,500 on it. So, if
we could, whatever we can.
Yeah, so, because Jeremy and I talked about, we can miss all the scenes on the website or
real water.
Probably got to get some pictures or something to get on there.
Otherwise, you take it along when you go to that convention down in Owatonna with a for sale sign.
Looked at the one ton truck. That thing broke down on Sunday. Going to a meeting in Oconia. That required two fuel pumps and a new sender. Been whining for a little bit of year.
Any comment on our towing bill? Is there any comment on the towing bill?
None of that. Well, we've got the towing bill, we didn't need to pick up.
Yeah. The taxes.
No. My mind would be real minor compared to the towing bill.
How much was the towing bill?
100.5. What do you do?
Yeah.
Where'd you break out?
Up to 12 by Tiger Lake. It died on the bridge, and I just put it in neutral and posted out around the models. Parking lot right across from their shop.
That's where Chevrolet's parked.
Ford pickup, but.
But the back tank was, the back center, I should say, was, the lines were routed off completely. And then there was a pump on the frame that quit, and then the front pump also, actually the back pump was probably out for a while, and then the front pump went out. So.
How old is that truck?
2,000.
20 miles or that.
And it's not the first year.
No. I know it failed on a water run.
Sample run, yeah. It's not really fast.
Well, it's running though.
Yeah. I did talk to them. I was going to try and just do the front tank and not worry about the rear. But all the fuel thing is set up, it's a circuit. And it moves from the front to the back. I tried to rewire it to ground out the back so that we just run off of the front. I'm not going to do it. So I had to get the vacuum out of there too so that at least, you know, it gets anywhere from 3 to 6 miles a gallon.
Yeah, we had a towing fee, but thanks is over to Greg for the time you put into it and the money you probably saved it by.
Oh, definitely. Definitely. Anything else, Greg?
Just one thing under water and wastewater I got on the line, but just talk with it while Greg's here. It's a stabilization pond seminar, April 21st, 23rd. I'd like to get approval from council for me and Greg to attend that.
That's in what, Owatonna?
Yep. And there, Greg would be able to at least, you know, take the test at that time for his Class D. And at that time, I can go with too and refresh my hours. Also,
what was the cost of that? I've seen it's
300.
300 each.
I think it's 300 each. Yes.
Yeah.
It's part of the deal.
Yeah.
Can you be staying overnight down there then?
Yep.
That's good. A 1 day. I thought that was 2 days down there.
It's a 3 day thing.
Oh, it's
so
a 3 day.
Back every day.
Yeah, it's only over time, 45 minutes. I'd rather sleep my own bed personally. I don't know.
Any discussion, or is it for a motion to authorize that they both go?
So I would make a motion to attend that for 3 days.
Is there a second?
I'll second it.
Motion made and seconded to authorize Greg and Jeremy to attend the stabilization pond seminar in Owatonna, April 21st to 23rd. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Good luck on that test.
Anything else? Otherwise, I got a question for Greg. When you go around for the water bills, meter reading, I don't know, but I think there's, if you got an eye out, I think there's a few vehicles that are probably their license are not even current anymore. You know, spring is going to be coming. There's a lot of junk left along some of these houses. You know, if we can get a little bit of a head start, I think, on the nuisance and whatever. You know, just kind of jot it down as you're cruising through the backyard or whatever.
He'll probably tell you half of them before you go out. So.
He probably knows them too. I don't know if you have to take pictures to document.
We could do that.
You know? Otherwise, they'll say.
We can do that.
And then on the I don't know what our winter is going to bring here yet for snow plowing. Now, some of these don't care. And from what I've gathered, they're just getting warnings, warning after warning. So there isn't a lot of teeth for them to really get them off the street.
They've been given tickets.
Some
it's just the last time they did it, from what I know, right? Correct? Just the last time when they plowed, they didn't?
Well, by 6:30, they had a lot of them
moved.
About a block, I guess, before they passed that.
Yeah.
I know I talked with the
one day he was in town, he wrote 6 tickets.
He wrote 6 tickets that day.
Well, I heard two of them that were kind of a little smart-alecky about it. Why should we? We just get warnings. So I was kind of curious what.
I haven't looked at it yet, and I will forward it to you. I just got the January blotter, so I'll email that to you, and I'll take a look at it and see what came out, if there were tickets issued or not. I don't know. I think it's $20, but then the court fees are about $75 or $60 or $75. It's
so it's could be $100.
Yeah.
Right, I understand that. I mean, to me, it's, geez, it's snowing out. It's 8 o'clock at night. Maybe I should do something.
Yeah. Yeah, because I think we were under the understanding they were. It's just the last time they didn't. Because, you know, the issue you explained, they, by the time they got here, they moved.
Well, whatever. Let's find out.
I was just thinking here. Earlier before the meeting, I told Jeremy that Monday, before work or whatever. There must be a new officer on patrol around here. Maybe that's got something to do with it, Jeremy, or not. Maybe.
They should all have their same notes.
Banner.
But if there's a new officer, there should be, they should almost tell you that we're going to have a new officer in the area. Maybe we should stop up and say hi.
You know, that way.
This is Greg, our maintenance supervisor.
Once in a blue moon, just bring him to a council meeting.
Yeah.
That'd
be nice.
That gets really...
We talk about that all the time.
Yeah,
they
whatever
it
happens,
once, that, and then
they stop it every 3 months or whatever.
Yeah. But the garage door was open in my house at 4 o'clock or 5 o'clock in the morning because the dog goes in and out. And he had stopped and woke Tammy up and said, God, I hope there's no burglar. So, but anyway, that's what happened.
Good, I mean.
Yeah, that's good. But, I mean, he should, if there's a new officer in the area, he should stop in and say.
It'd be nice if we knew.
Yeah.
Anything else for Greg?
Yeah, I got. I wanted to ask Greg a couple questions on the hall now that the things are over with, feeds or whatever. Have you done anything with that basement drain?
I'm just gonna have to get somebody there. I don't know what to do. I don't know how to find it.
Yeah.
I don't have experience with
something
like that, so.
I'm wondering if our best bet would be to call Jesse Triple.
I had Larry down there and dig a seabird down there again.
Yeah.
This company's in all. And, well, the bathroom drains don't drain at all.
Yep.
You know, we did that water since. And, I don't know, they had thought that them two ran out the back of the building and tied into the old
irrigation drain.
But, if you look at the clean outs, the clean out always goes the way the pipe goes. In the back part there, the front drain, the clean out goes to the back drain. The top of the cover on there, it goes right through my office and out the side of the building. So that shop there is thinking about going off the back of the window, which bridge. Because if the pipe runs the way the cleanup goes, that thing has got to come out of that side of the building. Front floor, nobody knows where they're going. And they must go out there somewhere too. You know? I don't have an issue with the front floor. I don't have to have it back up so much as what the back so, either way, they should all be tied in with the sanitary sewer.
Well, we're just getting dried out there now, and I think we got to take some action and move on this. Otherwise, if we have, you know, heavy rains in April and May, we're going to be right back to where we were.
Yeah, that's right.
And I think we got to, you know, decide plan of action and implement.
Yeah. The camera won't go down there?
Yeah.
we could access, dig them up to put backflow preventers in there.
Is there some company that specializes in doing that kind of work?
What about that place you had last winter down by you guys with that little thing that went through the ice thaw? Has he got anything?
You'd think if they'd have a, you know, kind of like a borescope, you know, that they could feed and see. There's got to be something made that'll go in a,
you know, some of the small camera.
Maybe we should make a couple calls, see ones.
You got Jeff Dale's number yet? Yeah, with Real Water. Let me start with him. Yeah, whenever he's in the area or this way, maybe stop in and look at it, I think. Yeah, so what? Yeah.
But in reality,
he's got some ideas. I mean,
but in reality,
he's a knowledgeable guy. So
yeah, it's got to be probably blocked off and then rerouted to the sanitary. Is that where we're going to go, sanitary?
It's got to. Yeah, by law, it's supposed to go to the sanitary.
So yeah.
I mean,
so
the big thing is we need to find out how it's running. Otherwise, we're going to have to tear the whole floor up.
Wasn't that dug years ago? Wasn't there a line through it? Kind of where that park is?
There was a, it was up a ways though, more by Burns' property where they replaced it a little bit of pipe, I thought.
I thought something got hooked up to go to the east there.
Okay, some got ran into the manhole.
Where do you hook in? Where are you going to have to hook into the sanitary sewer?
There's a lot of pipe coming through there, and it comes down to the upstairs bathroom, and it comes down to the downstairs bathroom.
Is that going to be big enough to handle? Well, even if, so like I was thinking, you block all the drains off you got, just block them off, and then just cut a hole there, over to that, put a drain there, over into that. If you got to cut another slot all the way up to the front by the doors there, that might be the easiest, and just block the old ones and be done.
We talked about that. Mary and David talked about that, trying to hook them all into a sump basket and a sump pump.
Exactly. That'd be a good idea. Another good idea. Right. That would be a good idea.
Well, I guess it's time to get at it, so.
Start with Jeff Dale. See where we go from there, and then maybe that Jesse Treble. Unless anybody else got anything else, but.
We got to start somewhere.
Yeah.
Treble would be a good idea, I think. He must have seen something like this before, I'm sure.
Yeah.
That, and one other thing was that the guy on the roof, he's still scheduled to come in spring. Yeah. And I don't know, I was up there, that cement chimney that's sticking through there, that can come down. I think that's probably one of the leak spots. Could come down. I think that whole roof would have to be replaced.
Yeah, and I thought about that too. I think the best would be to just have it come up, turn it all off, and replace it all because you would be patching.
Yep.
I mean, if it's loose in that many areas, that's not to say that we do it. We have to do it with whatever. it's in somewhere else.
All you got to do is go inside, take some ceiling tile loose, and look at this metal up there, and you can see if that's rusty, you know it. You're in bad shape then. You're going to put tin down and then put new that. I was just wondering if they're still standing because that would, that's going to be a...
Yeah, no, he's supposed to. This is in his,
yeah.
The weather is...
When it comes time for that, I think that chimney should be taken down and blocked off. And even if you could never use it because it's an old stone chimney, it would be bad. So.
Anything else?
No. Greg, did you ever back up? I see a bill here for $117.50 for repair of a heater in the basement. Is that one of the new ones?
No, that's. That's the one over in the basement of the actual grass hall.
Okay. And did anything ever get decided about capping off the water tower well? Yep. Is that a pressing issue that we have to worry about? Or,
I don't know. I guess it isn't on the top of the priority list, but it's something that probably
has to be an expensive issue.
What I'm going to do in the spring is not going to go down in the winter. I don't shut the water down in the winter. But I will shut the water down and have an actual cap where the water comes into the building. There's some valves that are cracked in there. One of the valves and a chunk of pipe, I'll actually cap that up. That way, even if whatever they turn on, they won't be able to
water system. What's the latest on the water problem down at the bathrooms at the park?
Okay.
And lastly, did you ever get some kind of an air purifier for down in the basement there? And are you still spending a lot of time in there?
Yeah, probably more time than what I was this summer.
I guess I am concerned about that in your health because I don't think that's the best place to be.
Yeah, why don't you? Anything else for Greg?
Sure.
For you. Council?
Just one more thing. Greg will be gone this weekend, so I will be around, so if need be, I will be the go-to guy this weekend.
Okay. Fish aren't going to bite anyhow, are they?
Yeah, I guess it's
pretty soon. They got it,
huh? And then when Jeff Dale comes out, we can talk to him about the compost too. Well up there.
Nothing otherwise. Thank you.
Thanks, Greg.
Jeremy, number 9.
Okay. First item, Tarver Sawyer lease agreement, basically kind of the same contract as last year. We want to renew with Broadband Corporation. Again, the same concept, $50 a month. I don't know that we really had any issues with them, so you know, I haven't received any complaints or anything. I think we just had one issue with a breaker one time, but other than that, I haven't heard any complaints.
No, I guess I haven't either.
If they're willing to renew, I don't see no reason why not to.
Need a motion for that?
Yes, please.
So moved.
Second.
Motion made and seconded to approve the tower site lease agreement with Broadband Corp. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Carver Lake. So basically our internet fees starting with February will go down to $50 a month from $75.
That's a good news.
Yep.
Did they see why? I mean, I'm happy that they are, but...
I think it's just a competition. I mean, really, when you look at it, I'm getting 50 megs from MediaCom right now. So, that's about $50 a month.
Have we ever heard anything from Jaguar?
What's happening? I have not heard nothing from them. No.
But, Jeremy, do we still have MediaCom here for internet?
We do not, no. City, no. Pound seminar we discussed.
Yeah.
Chamber of Commerce membership. Council wants to renew that. My own concern is, I think it was on listserv. There was someone on listserv that said the city should not partake in the Chamber of Commerce. It's not an appropriate fee. But I don't know on that. That's if I can check with the auditor.
Well, we were for, what, 2 years?
Yeah.
2 years. And the auditors never said anything.
They haven't. Like I said, it was something on listserv. It was brought up by someone.
Well,
that's the only reason I brought it to attention.
I still think it's a good idea that we are.
With Norwood
Governor. I would think that we should have a little more participation from the council to go to stuff. I guess I'm guilty of that, too. I mean, the banquet that just happened, they had something else to do that night. You can't make everything though. And I'm not that good of a chili cooker.
Just had to know about it until late, the last moment, and I knew about it. I guess I should have known about it if I looked at my phone, but I didn't.
What was it, 105?
$5?
105? So what does that actually give us other than a membership? Are we can attend meetings? What explain a little bit. You
yeah, so with that we get on their website, we're added to the Facebook page, so we get a little bit of extra advertising there for the city. We will be a voting member, so at the general meetings, if there's anything that needs to be decided by general membership, we have a vote just like every other member there. And I mean, that's, other than helping promote different things, I mean, we now have a conduit too, to kind of a free area to advertise anything we want. Anything we want to send out, you know, through an email, Jen will send it to all the chamber members. You're getting access to a couple thousand people that are going to see that email. So if we have, like with our hall rentals, we should, you know, once a year or maybe a couple times a year, if we have a flyer available, just send it to Jen and have her put it out there. Hey, you know, you're thinking about a banquet or something like that.
True.
Now would be the time to do that. I'll send her some because we've just kind of redone all our advertising for the year.
And then anything that's going on in the city, I know Jen, the executive director, she is trying to put together a list of things that are going on. So once a quarter, she wants to send this list out, saying, okay, these are the things going on in the area. So if you miss it on a billboard, if you miss it in the paper, if you don't see it on a Facebook page, not on Facebook, just another avenue to advertise.
Who would be, let's see, the chosen one to vote for, like, say, the city? What would be the, can more than one go? Is it strictly always one? How?
Oh, as far as who can go to the general meetings?
Yeah.
Oh, we all can go to the general meetings. We get one collective vote.
Okay.
We just would have to discern who that collective vote.
Well,
there's not a lot of stuff we vote on in general meetings anyway. Except for this year, there will be a couple bylaws that will be voted on.
Well, my ideas are we keep the member. Also,
I'm in favor of being a member. I think we have very opportunities there, it's just that we got to use them.
Yeah. That was a motion?
I'll make a motion, yes.
Is there a second?
Second.
Motion made and seconded to, again, renew our membership with the NYA Chamber of Commerce. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
All in favor.
And financial audit is starting.
Yeah, it's pretty much consuming my life the last 2 weeks, but it's not over yet. Auditors will be here Thursday, Friday, kind of do the field audit, and then we'll be doing a little back and forth after that time. But hopefully we're hoping to get it finished up for the March meeting. All
good. Okay. Anything else?
The only other thing I got is, I guess maybe Chris can help out, or the Lions items on the hall stage. Do you think maybe we could store some of that stuff maybe in the closet there instead of on the stage? Because I'm just a little concerned to keep growing, and with renters who made comments when they have weddings.
Do we have...
I was just wondering, the only place I can think of is maybe, just hardly anybody uses that coat rack there, you know, rack there.
What kind of items are we?
Right now there's a popcorn machine, and then there's the bingo machine with the whiteboard. That's what's on the stage.
How tough is it to go up that little step?
No.
It's wider than the step.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, that's the option. That's why me and Greg are brainstorming to see.
There's that doors that open up above where the speakers things are on the east side of the stage. Does anybody know, is there a ramp already built so one could wheel stuff up and into that? Because I peeked up there the other day because I was looking for an extension cord. There's stuff up there, but there's room to put all that. We could put all that stuff. I didn't know if there was a ramp already someplace.
I have never seen
one. I have never seen one either, but I think most of that stuff up there is all diggers, or is that the hunt club stuff up there? Or what is that up there? There's tables, or what's that? What else is up there? I know one time I was helping Digger, and he says, it's up there, and I'm going, there's no ramp to get up there, I know that.
It just, there looks like, I think if I remember right, of sawhorses up there, some boxes of paper products.
Yeah.
They look like they've been up there and haven't been moved or touched since I have been the Lions.
You know, I know it's there, but how tall of a lift is it? How far up is it?
It's about that high from the floor. 5 or 6 feet.
Oh, that's a good 6 feet.
That's a good six and a half.
Yeah.
It's been a while since I went up there, but I know it's quite a hike.
Oh, we haven't used all the stuff.
It's heavy. Well, the bingo machines, I would say, would be too heavy for 3 or 4 guys or 65 guys to lift up over their head to get it up. And it's a little awkward, too. It's heavier on one side than it is on the other.
What's
put in that closet?
Coat closet out in front, huh? Yeah. You have to almost lock that, though, huh? That or not?
Oh, shit, right open but, there, too.
It's
a little more hidden, though.
There are times on weddings and stuff that coat room there, that's full of coats.
Yeah. I guess if it was put in there, maybe a blanket or a canvas put over it, so that way out of sight, out of mind, maybe a little bit.
Are you going to have room to get it in there? Or go in there?
Oh, yeah. It would go in there.
Maybe you just got to put it in that far corner, you know, and keep it out of the way.
I mean, did, if no one was using that top area, I'm sure from a couple of the numbers we could figure out a ramp to put in, kind of a temporary ramp, obviously. It wouldn't be a ramp that we would make. Let's take it.
Get the old pulley and the rope.
Gotcha. And if no one has an objection for the Lions to put this up there, we could probably.
No,
is there a way to get it up there?
You can get it up there, I would say. As long as it, I think that's the ceiling over the kitchen.
Yeah.
Yep.
As long as it don't, I don't know if there's a full plywood up there or not. Is there 2x4s up there?
No, it's a full floor.
What was I up there for? I was up there for the chimney for that heater, I believe we was up there. Looked at that. Coming to that heater with that chimney.
You dropped the ball.
I was up there for something up there one time for that.
See what's what they come up with.
Okay. Just brainstorming.
Yeah. Anything else?
That's all I have in this council, if anything.
If not, we'll move on. Number 10. Payment of the January claims.
January was in
the must be in the packet here. So basically we're looking from 17210 down to 17230 and the two batch payments. For a total of what, $32,950.26?
Correct.
Need a motion?
So be it.
There a second?
Second.
Motion made and seconded to approve the additional January claims. Check 17210 to 17230 and the two hatch payments for a total of $32,950.26. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Okay, February so far.
I'd like to add one claim, 17257 to NYA Chamber for 2015 dues for $105.
Any questions on this?
Move to approve.
Or second?
Second.
Motion made and seconded to approve checks number 17231 to 17257 and the five hatch payments for $18,941.83. Second?
Was there
a second?
Yeah.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. I got mistracked by your heading. We'll move on to City Council reports. Mr. Odoms?
How do we ever come out of that guy up the street here with his $1,100 water bill?
It is paid in full.
Well, I got
it. Good decision on us, that.
Yep.
Done deal. That's good. Anything else?
No, I yield to Mr. Gordas.
The other thing I got, and I don't know if this is maybe a question more for Schultze, but every time there's an event up at the hall, the men's bathroom seems to run out of paper towels. And, of course, the first thing they do is they head to the bartenders and say, they're out of paper towels in the men's room. Now, is there a key? I mean, I know that they don't. You give them keys when they rent it out, right, the night before or whatever. Is there a key to that paper towel thing so that can maybe one of the Lions or someone that's going to be there get a key to that so it can be replaced, and maybe Schultze might be able to show somebody how to thread the roll in there?
Maybe. I don't know. Is there a new type dispenser?
Yeah, it's the pull-type Torx one.
It goes through all that. That is a lot of paper.
Is that
dispensed?
Well, but the only thing is, you don't know. It probably is replaced for every function.
Well, I know that he fills it before every one. But the thing of it is, it always seems to run out, and they always go to the bartender to say, "Yeah, we're out of paper towels." And I don't know whether or not the women's do as well. Maybe they don't use as many paper towels, or maybe they don't express it as much to the guys at the bar because there are not there's you know. I don't know.
I'll talk to Greg about it.
The only way you can do that is, are the dispensers free from the outfit, or do we buy those?
No. Just a key to the one that's there, so we can put another roll in.
Right, but I'm thinking what he's thinking is having another
put a
dispenser.
Second one in there. Yeah,
you
I
can't
think
have.
Greg said that he got the dispenser free if we buy the towels.
Right,
right.
The only thing I think with that, Steve, is I think if we put another dispenser in there, people will just use more, and it'll run out just the same.
Yeah, you can't have 10 different guys running into the closet grabbing paper towels and putting it in there.
I think talk to Greg once. Maybe if we can get another dispenser, that'll hopefully eliminate some of the problem.
That's all I got, then.
Yeah. I did. Yeah.
Mr. Lund.
Carver County Leaders Meeting this last go-around was a discussion about aging population. And obviously, as baby boomers continue to retire, they're going to be seeing what's going on as far as helping out with the aging population is really what the conversation was about. Trying to keep the aging population here in the area versus moving about in that. And some of the concerns or questions that were brought up, do we have adequate elder care in the area? Do we have enough member units and things of that nature? One of the interesting facts that came out of it is that a lot of aging adults that need assistance aren't being assisted by the next generation. They're not moving quite as much. I mean, they're trying to stay in the communities in which they are in, regardless if the kids are there. But that's not so for the generations that follow. The generations that follow have a little bit more movement to them. They're not going to be staying maybe in the areas. And so some of the questions were like how can we do things as a county and as a city to go ahead and keep pace with the changing dynamics of an aging population. And there's a couple of groups that are working with the county itself to help that. And they actually have a pretty good program with the public health too to go along with that. We also did elect two new people as chair and vice chair. Chairperson is the representative from Carver. I forget her name. And then the vice chair is going to be the new mayor in Victoria. And then our next meeting is slotted for April 28th, which it sounds like the new Met Council guy is going to be attending. And that should be a very interesting conversation since they all got huge pay raises.
Yeah.
That's what happened at that meeting. Other than that, I have nothing
else. Well, I hope they get this handled for these aging people. Nothing else, Mr. Trevish?
We've got a bunch of new people in town. There's a couple of houses been sold.
What do you think, Jacob?
Leonard's.
River Street.
Someone violated the one again. There's people in it.
Yeah.
We heard a sign being rented. Nobody's contacted us. We're still billing it.
I would imagine that maybe he's the one renting it out.
So he must be renting it out. That's what we heard. There's a grapevine, but nobody's.
Right. There's people in there.
Yeah.
Nobody's contacted us. No.
They probably don't know either.
So maybe we can send a friendly.
You know, who, what, or where, what's going on in the town?
Otherwise,
maybe we gotta get the welcome wagon.
Yeah, no, I was just wondering if it was somebody of great importance moving into town, or just some regular people, or
Well, I don't think it's a king in the green.
No. But I mean, I just know that there was...
No, pretty local.
Leonard's got sold. The one over here, the water bill thing got straightened out. That one got done. I know the folks that went down, we were talking down by your place, across the street. That one is, I've seen people in there, so.
Bake him a cake, Steve.
Huh?
Bake him a cake.
Okay. Anyway, I have nothing of importance then, I guess.
All right. Neither do I. Anything else for the good of the town, or is it looking for a motion?
Motion to adjourn.
Second. Motion made and second to adjourn. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.